USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Members of Congress on both sides of the aisle say they're hopeful that a deal on a coronavirus relief package can be reached before the end of the year. But negotiators remain apart on several key issues like aid for state and local governments and protections for businesses from COVID-related lawsuits. Representative Joyce Beatty says she's hopeful that negotiators will soon be able to present a relief package. The Ohio Democrat tells MSNBC that the American people can't wait for relief much longer.
We need dollars for small businesses and state and local government, for housing. We need dollars for unemployment, and we need to send relief to people. There are so many things that are in our package that we have pushed forward. I am hopeful that we will have a package because we can't come home without a package, and people can't wait any longer.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices at the Centers for Disease Control has added its approval to the emergency use authorization for Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine. The CDC committee voted Saturday to recommend the vaccine for use for people 16 years of age or older. Now that the COVID vaccine has received that authorization, the task of getting that shot out to millions of Americans is underway. Speaking at a Saturday press conference, Operation Warp Speed Chief Operating Officer General Gustav Perna says his group's mission still has a long way to go to be completed.
We know every day American lives are lost, more fall ill every day, more struggle with the circumstances of the pandemic. So while today we applaud everybody who's been a part of the team, part of the collaboration, part of the success that's brought us here today, we know that we are not done. We are not done until every American has access to the vaccine. To every American that wants it, receives it.
This is USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Stargazers will get to see an impressive light show this weekend. Jeremy Scott has the details from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
The Geminids meteor shower peaks on Sunday night. It's said to be the best display of shooting stars all year. Several thousand years ago, asteroid 3200 Phaethon left behind a trail of dust that keeps coming back around again every year at this time. The spectacle could bring more than 100 bright shooting stars across the sky every hour from nightfall into the early morning hours, and of all different colors. The chemical elements in the rock are what gives the Geminids their distinct colors. Your best bet to see it is to get away from the city lights late on Sunday. From the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
A college basketball star has been hospitalized after collapsing on the court. The University of Florida's Keontae Johnson collapsed Saturday coming out of a timeout during a game against Florida State. Johnson was stretchered off the floor and rushed to the hospital for evaluation. He's in critical but stable condition, according to the team. And Vanderbilt kicker Sarah Fuller became the first woman to score in a major conference college football game on Saturday. Fuller, who won an SEC championship this year as a goalkeeper for the school's soccer team, kicked an extra point in the first quarter of the Commodores rivalry game with Tennessee. 2 weeks ago, she also made history as the first woman to play in a game at the top level of college football. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.